Republicans in Wisconsin will do just about anything Trump says.
Anything.
They'll spend millions of Wisconsin tax dollars on an investigation into election fraud, which didn't exist. They'll flip on free trade and look the other way when Trump calls for a boycott of Harley-Davidson.
Harley-Davidson!
But they will not legalize marijuana in Wisconsin, even though Trump's now for it.
Not sure how emphatic Trump is about it. It's not like his number one talking point. That's getting rid of all the immigrants in this country. But he doesn't care about weed, basically. He doesn't care if it's legal or not.
Well, we're going to get to the bottom of it on today's Center Stage with Milford and Hands, the Wisconsin State Journal's political podcast from the Sensible Center of Wisconsin Politics. I'm Scott Milford. I'm the opinion editor at the State Journal.
I'm Phil Hands. I'm the editorial cartoonist at the Wisconsin State Journal.
And we are two-fifths of the Wisconsin State Journal editorial board.
Should I say we're the higher two-fifths? No, we're not the higher two-fifths. It's not legal in Wisconsin. We wouldn't do that.
You got to go across the border, Phil.
I am heavily caffeinated, not high because it's illegal. Not that I'd be high on a Friday morning if it was legal, but you got my point.
Well, let's document a bit here what Trump's position is. Last year, before his home state of Florida, where the beautiful Mar-a-Lago is, he had this to say about marijuana.
Well, as we legalize it, I start to agree a lot more because, you know, it's being illegalized all over the country. Florida has something coming up. I'll be making a statement about that fairly soon. But as we legalize it throughout the country, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, it's awfully hard to have people all over the jails that are in jail right now for something that's legal. So I think, obviously, there's a lot of sentiment to doing that.
That's sort of a very politician-y answer from Donald Trump.
Well, as he was alluding to, he was going to make a statement, and then he did make the statement.
Former President Donald Trump says he supports Florida's Amendment 3 to legalize recreational marijuana. Mr. Trump wrote a post on the platform Truth Social this morning, stating in part, whether people like it or not, this will happen through the approval of the voters, so it should be done correctly. But he also said it is important to create laws that prohibit its use in public spaces so that we don't smell marijuana, he says, everywhere we go. Mr. Trump will vote as a Floridian this November, meaning he will get a say in the Amendment 3 as well.
And on September 8th of last fall, as the Florida vote was coming up, Phil, here is what he specifically wrote on Truth Social. I believe it is time to end needless arrests and incarcerations of adults for small amounts of marijuana for personal use. We must also implement smart regulations while providing access for adults to safe, tested product. As a Floridian, I will be voting yes on Amendment 3 this November. As president, we will continue to focus on research to unlock the medical uses of marijuana to a Schedule 3 drug and work with Congress to pass common sense laws, including safe banking for state-authorized companies and supporting state rights to pass marijuana laws, like in Florida, that work so well.
Just refresh me on Florida politics, because I was a little bit distracted this November. Did that measure actually pass?
It depends on how you look at it. No, it needed 60% to pass.
Okay.
And it got 56%.
Okay, so it did not pass, but it got a majority of the vote.
Exactly. It got more than 10 percentage points. It essentially won by, but it was to change the Constitution in Florida, you need 60%. Interestingly, I just read an article saying that the supporters of it are going to come back with another proposal that's tailored in a little more to what Trump was thinking, which is more restrictions to make sure you're not smoking it out in public.
Yeah.
It's probably going to come back and pass. It is now legal in half the states, including our neighbors to the west, south, east, and north.
Just not Iowa. Is anyone surprised that it's not legal in Iowa yet? I mean, come on.
As far as Wisconsin goes, it's quite popular. The latest Marquette poll on this, which was done in January of 2024, so it's been a while. Back then, 63% of respondents to a statewide Marquette law school poll were in favor of legalization for recreational purposes. 29% were against.
So it's even more popular here in Wisconsin than it was in Florida, assuming that that poll would turn into votes or something similar to votes.
Also interesting in that poll, they split it by partisan loyalty, and those who identified as Republican, it was a 46% to 46% split. That was before Donald Trump was voting for it in Florida, though.
Donald Trump, not only has he co-opted the Republican Party, but he's spoken at, like, Libertarian Party conventions. Libertarians are all about legalization of marijuana. So if a lot of the Libertarian-leaning Republicans are totally in on Trump. So it doesn't surprise me that Republicans would be supportive of this, especially the ones that are more libertarian-leaning.
But here in Wisconsin, they can't even pass medical marijuana. 4 out of 5 states, so I believe it's specifically 39 states out of the 50, allow medical marijuana. In the same Marquette Law School poll, 86% of respondents in the Wisconsin poll were for medical marijuana, only 10% against.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is a no-brainer, and they can't get it done because they can't agree how to do it. I'm a little more suspicious, though, that Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux and the other leaders, I'm a little suspicious they don't want medical marijuana because they know that it probably then leads to recreational marijuana.
And it would be a win for Tony Evers. You know, I think Tony Evers has been a proponent of legalizing marijuana for a long time. And whatever Tony Evers likes, they don't want to give him any sort of victory.
He just put it into the state budget for the second or third time.
And they just took it right out.
I've got a couple clips. They're a little stale, but here's what Voss was saying last fall about medical marijuana and why it couldn't get passed. He wanted a handful of state dispensaries in the assembly. The Senate wanted private dispensaries for medical marijuana. Here's what Voss said.
Okay.
A Republican plan to legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin is all but dead in the state legislature.
Dead's a strong word. I think it's unlikely that it's going to pass this session, unfortunately. When we see that the Senate wants to have a more liberal version than one that we're willing to pass, it probably doesn't leave us enough time with the waning days of the session to get an answer that both chambers can adopt.
Assembly Republicans revealed the measure last month. The highly restrictive bill would limit medical marijuana to severely ill people and allow for it to be dispensed at 5 state-run locations. Smokable marijuana would not be allowed.
You got to wonder if, like, in high school, Robin Voss, was he, like, picked on by the stoner crowd?
Here's what Devin Lemieux, the Senate Majority Leader, had to say about the prospects of it passing in this coming session.
Okay.
If medical marijuana bill is proposed and potentially successful, it's going to have to be prescribed by a doctor through probably a pharmacy, but it just can't be a backdoor to legalizing recreational marijuana. So that will be obviously the concern of our caucus.
Prospects don't look good in the legislature for any sort of medical marijuana, let alone recreational marijuana.
Yeah, their stubbornness is somewhat impressive to me in that I thought once the leader of the new Republican MAGA party,
the dear leader,
Emperor, I thought once he came out and said, no, guys, really, this is just fine. I thought there'd be some Republicans that would sort of step forward and say, yeah, you know what? I'm for this. Let's get this done. There's got to be some libertarians out there.
Well, there are a handful of Republicans that have been on some medical marijuana bills that have been working on stuff, right?
Like, yes, most prominently, the Senate president, which is sort of the number two leader in the Senate, Mary Felskowski from Tomahawk.
Okay.
She's favored for medical use only. She's not for recreational.
Okay.
Yet. Maybe that's just political, though. I mean, that's the thing. The North Woods, you don't think people want to smoke some weed up in the North Woods? Give me a break.
When we've talked to some local lawmakers, Republican lawmakers, and the sort of response we've gotten is they're not necessarily opposed to it. They just got more important things to do in the state legislature than worry about medical marijuana or recreational marijuana.
As much as you can pretend that, no, we're not going to allow it in Wisconsin, it's already here. Lots of people go to the border. There are dispensaries all along the borders of our state. In fact, I looked up the one just south of the Illinois border over by Robin Voss. To get from Rochester to a legal dispensary in Illinois, it's 25 miles.
Yeah, it's not far.
And here in Madison, people go to South Beloit or Rockford. That's not far.
On the way to Packers games, you see signs for the dispensaries in Michigan.
I'm surprised that they didn't have Aaron Rodgers pitching it on those billboards.
He doesn't do marijuana. It's ayahuasca.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The other side of this, which is a little bit sketchy, is, you know, if you've been down State Street recently, there's 3 or 4 shops selling synthetic marijuana. on State Street right now.
Yeah.
Which it's not necessarily held to the same regulatory standards that a dispensary would be held to, and you don't necessarily know what you're getting. And I've heard people say that don't, you know, it can give you a bad experiences, synthetic stuff. So it's actually maybe more dangerous than legal marijuana.
That's the other benefit, I think, to the dispensaries is that it's a regulated product that should be safe. You're not getting it from somebody on the street.
It doesn't have fentanyl in it.
And that's important given the overdose crisis.
Yep, absolutely. Do we have the number on how much money we're sending out of state in taxes from Wisconsin residents to Illinois, Michigan, and soon Minnesota?
That was calculated years ago as more than $100 million, but according to the Legislative Fiscal Bureau here in Wisconsin, if we allowed recreational marijuana for people 21 years and older, so they would be allowed to buy small amounts and use small amounts in private, not out in public, as Tony Evers has proposed, the Fiscal Bureau says that would bring in $69.5 million a year.
I mean, that's a lot of school lunches.
Yeah.
I mean, the state could do some real good with $69 million a year.
The other thing is that as other states have legalized it, they've realized that it's really not that big a deal.
Oh, it hasn't led to a whole bunch more traffic accidents. It hasn't led to a lot of crime or substance abuse issues as far as we can see. I mean, Colorado's had it legal for almost 10 years now. A lot of the revenue that's been generated in Colorado has been used to actually do drug counseling for serious drugs, you know, like heroin addiction or fentanyl overdoses. Data hasn't shown, like, a rapid increase in even teen usage in Colorado, I believe.
I think it's like drinking alcohol. Yes, we have problems with people drinking too much alcohol, but we tried banning it. It didn't work.
It didn't work at all.
Robin Voss was quoted in the Journal Sentinel as saying, "I think there's a legitimate, compassionate purpose for medicinal, but I don't really see any reason for recreational." And I guess we're laying out a lot of reasons, but there's a one-word answer to that, too, which is freedom.
Yeah.
Which Republicans used to be really into.
Used to.
The other thing is that it frees up law enforcement not to be citing Mickey Mouse tickets for possession of marijuana.
They're not doing that in Madison right now. I mean, I don't think.
No,
I don't
the think State Patrol's doing it.
The State Patrol's doing it.
At alarming, Tony Evers, State Patrol.
At alarming rates for people of color along the way back from Sunnyside and Beloit, but yes.
According to a State Journal investigation. But that's the other thing, is it would free up law enforcement to spend their time on other things, and it would also get rid of a lot of tag-on charges to criminals who do things, and then they'll add, say, possession of marijuana on just as some extra oomph to the charges.
Yeah, and I think most people, you know, you hear from progressive advocates sometimes, there are all these people in the jails that are in jail for marijuana possession. Like, no, usually it's something else,
yeah.
And they tag on the marijuana possession after the fact.
And then they use that as, well, if you plead guilty to the serious charges, we'll take off the marijuana charge, things like that.
Yeah.
They use it more as a
negotiating
chip. But in an increasing number of counties, possession of marijuana might get you $1 or $10 fine. And for that matter, there's states like Missouri, Arkansas, Montana, red states, conservative-leaning states, that have legalized recreational marijuana.
Yeah, well, Montana's different. There's cowboys out there. I mean, that's a whole different scenario. But yes, I take your point. There's cowboys and hippies in Montana.
It's not that marijuana doesn't have risks. We actually had Zorba Pastor, our health columnist, did two columns, one about marijuana and being open to it, and then another saying, well, yeah, there are some risks, particularly for young people, there's risk.
People under the age of 25, I think, especially.
And that's why the bill would make it so that you had to be 21, just like drinking alcohol. Mm-hmm. And there would be a lot of efforts to try to keep it away from kids. There is people who smoke it a lot. There are health issues for that.
But just like there's health issues, if you drink every day, there's health issues for that. I mean, if you drink a lot every day. Not, I mean, we're in Wisconsin, we can all have a beer a day. But like, you know, if you're drinking a six-pack a day, there are health issues with that.
And there's driving while high, which is certainly going to be a problem, just as driving drunk is a problem. But I think it's clear so far that driving high is a minuscule problem compared to driving drunk.
I think there was a story that we had, it was an AP story last year, maybe the year before, that sort of convinced me that marijuana couldn't be that dangerous, because we were tracking incidents of kids who had gotten into their parents' stashes of marijuana and were taking, And then, you know, some of these gummies that they have look like Sour Patch Kids. They look like candy. And so the kids were eating, you know, little infants were eating just a ton of these candies that are laced with marijuana, you know, much more than an adult would take for a standard dosage of to get high for the night. And the kids got sick, but they didn't die. You know, like if a kid were to drink, you know, a fifth of vodka, they probably die from that. You know, like a little kid, but they could take that equivalent of marijuana gummies and survive.
And it tends to be a drug that's more chill. You don't get, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, man.
Chill out, man.
I mean, you don't, alcohol, there's some people that drink alcohol and they get pretty aggressive.
And violent, yeah.
Yeah. So there may even be some benefits to that. I mean, one of the theories is that on why it can't pass, too, one of the conspiracy theories is, the Tavern League doesn't want it.
I don't think that's conspiracy. I think that's probably true. I mean,
because people might just smoke more and not drink.
It would be good for drunken driving. I mean, you know, the Tavern League, they want people to drive to their local bar, get wasted and drive back home. And if they stay home and smoke some marijuana, you know, they're missing out on the money. But the roads are safer.
I think this gets done probably this session because Republicans, their majority is thinning. I mean, it's now down to, in the Senate, an 18-15 Republican majority now that a lot of the gerrymandering has been undone. The assembly's getting closer, too. I think it's down to around 9 or 10 seats. So some of these moderate Republicans, when you have Donald Trump saying he's 100% behind medical marijuana, he wants to study it for the health benefits. He's declassifying it just like Joe Biden is. And he wants to help people who are nauseous or have pain. How do you say no to that?
I mean, I think part of it is that, Scott, we have a Republican Party in Wisconsin, despite the fact that so many of the newer members of the Republican Party, you know, are right in lockstep with Donald Trump. We know that Robin Voss isn't. I mean, Robin Voss does not agree with Donald Trump on a lot of issues. And it sounds like marijuana is one of them. And there are some old school Republicans in power in the Republican Party in Wisconsin who remember the world before Donald Trump and had, you know, Republican values that were opposed to marijuana, and they're not changing those.
The other thing is Robin Voss has essentially taken on Trump. No, he's tried to patch things up, but Trump did go after him in a primary, and Robin Voss barely won in a Republican primary when Trump tried to primary him, or at least got behind the efforts to try to primary
him. He barely won twice, so he's sort of, I'm not sure Voss took on Trump, but Trump took on Voss, and Voss won.
Or MAGA people of somewhat dubious political skill took on Voss, and then Trump came in at the end and said, yeah, go get Voss.
Yeah.
But you're right. Voss is one of the few Republicans, and I respect him for this, that now is actually not really afraid of Trump. You know, he stood up to him, or at least, as you said, play defense carefully. But there's another election coming up. Depending on where the economy is in particular and the world order, Voss and LeMahieu could see their majorities thinned or even go away if they don't have some more moderate, broader, positive, popular things to talk about. This could be one.
It could be. This could be a big issue in the election. Of course, you know, it'll depend whether Tony Evers decides to run again. That'll make a big difference in whether the Republicans or the Democrats can make some inroads in the Assembly and the Senate.
Melissa Agart, who's been on this podcast in the past, the mom who pushed recreational marijuana bill for years, has moved to county executive here in Dane County. Reportedly, Senator Dianne Hesselbein is reintroducing the recreational marijuana bill at the State House, so we'll keep tabs on that. I think it has legs. I think it's only going to keep moving, and there may even be a push at the federal level.
It's probably more likely to get passed at the federal level than at the Wisconsin level.
Well, you had Tony Evers getting busted in your cartoon this past week.
Oh, totally, yeah. My cartoon had Tony Evers getting pulled over by the Republican cops, and the cops saying, sir, we found this in your state budget. It was a bag of legal marijuana.
And Tony Evers said, dude, you gotta chill out, man.
But I'm not entirely sure. I mean, I've met Tony Evers a couple of times, and it would not surprise me one bit if he had never touched marijuana before.
No. Our theme music is by Tube Tester.